Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Biggie, let's hit it big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
What does a good first round look like for a team that doesn't have a first round pick? That's the question. In the Loop has the answer and discussion for you here on Draft Day on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Take it away, J-Lo.
Yeah, a little bit of a primer here for those that aren't plugged in day to day with the draft. Let me give you some names that you do not want to hear today. You don't want to hear their names called. And the reason for that is obviously Texans would have a better chance at him in the second round, but maybe otherwise. So here, I want to get y'all's thoughts on this. For sure, I do not want to hear Blake Corum, the running back out of Michigan.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Oh, he's actually...
I actually wouldn't mind that.
At 42?
Yeah, if anyone... No, I'm saying if he gets drafted today, then I'll send a limo to that.
Well, there's actually a kind of a silver lining on some of these, too, because other players would fall, but... If you want a running back, Blake Corum, and then Jonathan Brooks from Texas.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think any running back goes today.
The consensus is no running backs in the first round, which makes sense. Wide receiver, you don't want to hear anyone take either Adonai Mitchell or Xavier Leggett. The Adonai Mitchell from Texas or Leggett from South Carolina. Yeah, that means they're going to be able to fall. Maybe you can get them somewhere in the second round. Edgren Cooper and Junior Colson are the two linebackers that you hope fall. So you don't want to hear
Cooper
those.
Cooper seems to be one of the more popular names among Texans.
Yeah, but the kid from Alabama probably will go. Well, he will. He'll go top five, top ten. But yeah, Edgren Cooper's right there. Of course, some people really love him. Maybe fringe first rounder. Some don't. Tight end is going to be interesting.
Which kid from Alabama?
Had his name a second ago. There is
You're talking about Dallas Turner, the edge guy.
The edge guy, yeah, the edge guy. Tight end, you don't want Jatavion Sanders.
He's not going.
You never know.
He's not going.
Cade Stover
on the first
the
round.
First day.
Good Lord.
These are guys that. These are guys that people have mentioned.
No, I was with you on Sanders a little bit.
Yeah.
But Stover, that brother ain't going. I'll be shocked if he go in the first round.
I'm just telling you what people across the NFL are saying. Not necessarily.
I haven't heard one person say
that's three tight ends in the first round.
No way.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
That is one to watch.
Yeah.
I saw the Peter Schrager mock draft. He had him go into the Baltimore Ravens.
And,
which I every time a Baltimore Raven selection is made, I automatically think that he's good.
Yeah.
That's just kind of where I'm at. He's good. Yeah. Especially if you wanted your team to have me, like, damn, we stink.
And one that I've mentioned here and there, I don't know him really well other than I haven't watched him a little bit. And I know he's climbing the boards, that Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri. They seem to like him as a cornerback. Now, maybe he'll sneak into the first round. You don't want that to happen. You want him to be available in the second round. Now, how about some names that you want to hear called today? Some of those are doubling, like you said, maybe Blake Corum or something like that, because, I mean, somebody else is falling. But you absolutely want Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, just go ahead.
To be taken in the first round.
Yeah, the Rattler thing, that was weird. Someone brought it up. I just don't see that as a possibility. Bo Nix, okay, we'll see. I think Bo Nix falls out of the first two. I will find it comical if someone picks Bo Nix.
That's what you want. You
they're
want
talking
someone
about Sean Payton doing it, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Well, they're going to take a quarterback. I don't know about that guy.
He's a moron. I can ride with that.
And then tackles. And I put two names out there that are just kind of on, you know, fringe first rounders. It doesn't really matter. The kid out of Oregon State and then the one out of Washington. You want tackles to be drafted,
yeah, any tackle
in the first round.
Anytime there's a tackle, good. And they're supposed to be a nice little run on them.
Yeah. Same thing with defensive tackle. I think, unless you feel really strongly that you want the Texans to get a defensive tackle.
Nah, I don't. I want Fisk gone.
Fisk,
I don't like him.
And Chris Jenkins is the other one.
So, I like Chris Jenkins. I don't like Fisk.
Yeah. Why didn't you like Fisk?
I just he's just kind of a little bit I watched one of his interviews on Bussin' with the Boys, wasn't a fan. He's been in college 6 years. Just not no thanks.
Yeah.
We're good, man. Take your 24-year-old ass somewhere else.
You hope that they do get called. And then there's these sleepers out there. Everybody has their first round sleepers. And man, you got to hope that these guys, somebody falls in love with them. I'm not a big fan of any of these three guys. Now I could be dead wrong, of course. But Brian Thomas, the receiver out of LSU.
He's going in the first, right?
I think he's going in the first, and I hope he does. He's a hell of a talent. He's productive, but it's something about him that just doesn't seem to strike me as NFL. Like, it just doesn't look like NFL big-time receiver. The other one that I absolutely love this kid in college is Michael Penix Jr.
Polarizing.
I think he's an awesome, awesome, awesome – he was a college football player. He's 23 years old. He's had multiple injuries.
Yeah, he had to put out a statement on those.
Yeah, and I just don't see him. I hope someone falls in love with him. I admire his work in college. I don't think he's going to be that good of a pro. And then the other one that the buzz is kind of faded on him, Keon Coleman. The receiver out of Florida State.
That 40 time hurt him, man.
Yeah, was it 4.65?
Yeah, he ran a 4.6, but then in that tracking, mm-hmm. whatever the hell they call it, he was one of the fastest. He was going like 21 and a half miles. That would have gotten a stingy cop would have given him a ticket in the school zone. They're going 1.5 over.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you got to hope that those three guys get taken. Somebody falls in love
Coleman,
with
Coleman, man. Some people are liking Coleman at 42, perhaps.
He's a highlight reel guy. He's a highlight reel guy, but not fast and not known as the best route runner.
Could be some game speed there.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this all goes down. The buzz right now is what's going to happen at number three. And perhaps you see a team in the AFC South trade up. Tennessee's kind of lurking right there, a few spots away. Perhaps Tennessee, perhaps they trade up and maybe they want to secure alt, or they want to just aim big and at just increase the receiving core. Indianapolis, they're 12 spots away, which means it would be pretty expensive. We saw the Texans trade back last year, or trade up with Will Anderson, cost you 2 ones, a two, and more. So maybe Jim Irsay gets a little bit romantic, remembering the days of the past, and he decides he wants Marvin Harrison Jr. That would be aggressive, but Cam Wolf just reported that New England, they like six guys. Six guys. I find that is interesting. If you like six guys to draft there, I don't know if that's some sort of smokescreen or what. And then, of course, Minnesota, who got the Texans' first-round pick, Josh McCown is their quarterback coach. He actually coached Drake May in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows Drake May. They need a quarterback. They lost Kirk Cousins. The number three pick in the draft. Last year, the Texans kind of controlled the draft. We assume that Daniels is going number two to Washington. Assumption. But it seems like right there at number three, that's where this year's control of the draft is, much like last year when we were wondering who the Texans were going to take.
So many people needing a quarterback. It seems like the last couple of years it's been the case, which means people are going to be really aggressive. Like we had some aggressive trades last year. Texans were one of them. I think there's going to be – that's the one thing that's going to be entertaining is the top of the draft, top five, six picks of the draft. Like who's going to want to just angle their way in there and get their guy.
Yeah, you got to figure this out on the back end. That's when it gets really interesting. Like as soon as 15, the Colts, there will be two teams in the AFC South, we think, that have added good players in the Titans and the Colts. So keep an eye on that, the first half. And then the second half's going to be real interesting because that's where you start to wonder, okay, could this guy fall? Is this going to happen? Darius Robinson out of Missouri, another guy to keep an eye on. I can see D'Amico falling in love with him. I don't know how many guys they feel they need on the edge. Are they just going to rotate? Are they going to go like hockey rotation of
line changes?
Of D-line? I don't know. That seems like quite a lot. So we'll see how it goes. It's definitely going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a very much different feel than it was last year. Coming up next, Caleb Williams. He has already negatively impacted Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan's first draft pick. There is a lot of speculation, a lot of uncertainty about what the Texans, what's going to happen when they make their pick, and you can blame it all on the number one pick in the draft. Localizing it next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.